Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know, John Cryer, of course, from he was the other whole man in Two and a Half Men. And he's got a brand new hilarious comedy on NBC called Extended Family. And you can catch the new episodes every Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on NBC. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, this is a fun show. This is a cool idea and something that I've never read before. When you read the synopsis, it's centered around the shifting family dynamics following a good-natured divorce.
Yes, an actual amicable divorce. It happens. It actually happened to my parents. My parents were pretty amicably divorced, but it's still a very unusual story. And this is actually inspired by the real life. The owner of the Boston Celtics, he and his wife share an apartment with her ex-husband. They are incredibly amicably divorced.
Wow.
That's what I said. and what I loved about the script was it really captured how two people can have had a not terrific marital history, but can make a friendship out of that.
So let's see who's in this family now. You got you and your ex-wife. You've got one or two kids.
Two kids,
and then you got Trey, and I guess that's why you made him the owner of the Boston Celtics.
Yes, the owner of my character's favorite sports team. but it's also about sort of accepting that your ex-wife is going to move on because, you know, he's like her dream guy, and I'm still driving a 2004 Honda Accord,
right.
You know, and he's a billionaire as well.
Okay, that's the only part I don't understand. So the owner of the Boston Celtics, who could live anywhere in any mansion, moves in with you guys.
Yes. Well, he still has his lovely penthouse.
Okay.
But it's just every week they alternate. And that's what happens in real life is that they alternated. They each got separate apartments and they alternated back in the kids' apartment. They called it the nest. and it was very, you know, that it worked out. And actually the kids are about to head off to college now in real life. So that setup will kind of wilt away, I'm sure. But we just, you know, we just thought it was such a fun, ridiculous relationship with each other.
Such a funny concept. Yeah. Such a funny concept. We're talking to John Cryer here in the National Defense. And, you know him from Two and a Half Men, Alan Harper, and now his new comedy, Extended Family, on NBC every Tuesday. And there's so many. I love all of the dynamics in this because, first of all, you mentioned this guy, your ex-wife's new guy, Trey. He's the owner of your favorite sports team. So you want to hate him, but you can't, right?
Yeah. That's the dichotomy of it. You just can't, you know. Also, he's played by Donald Faison, who was, you know, Turk in Scrubs, and just this amazing, charismatic guy. So he's impossible to hate. He is impossible to hate. And it's the show is about people getting along because they have to, you know, and prioritizing the kids in a really good
right,
way.
Right, right. That's the other dynamic. I mean, you want to behave when you're in front of the kids, so you got to set an example of how everybody can get along, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's also about how ridiculous it is to parent now. Parenting is just so bonkers at this point that you know, somebody had to make fun of it, and so we're stepping into that.
I love I watched the trailer where you're talking to your ex-wife and you're talking about your phone plan, and you said, you know, you get the navigation still for your ex-wife, and she says, why am I still on that? And you said, well, you opted in. And she said, that's when we were married. But I mean, those are kind of fun things to even think about.
Yeah. Well, also, yeah, the home family tracking thing is something that you've got to give up in the relationship, you know, once you're divorced. Like, you know, that's got to go away. But it's like he's still counting on it. You know, when there's a family emergency, it's like, oh no, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you wherever you are.
That's right.
You know, So it's about extricating yourself from that and making a new life and trying to find happiness in the midst of that. I mean, we have an episode where she sets me up with an old friend of hers as a way to sort of just keep me, because I'm still like calling her in the middle of the night and saying, I think I have a cyst in my armpit. You know, it's like, we can't do this anymore, Jim. You can't right. In the middle of the night to tell me you have a cyst in your armpit. You know, and so she sets him up on a date just to get him out of her hair. And it's obviously
that's funny.
That's funny.
We're talking to John Cryer here on the National Defense, the new show, Extended Family, on Tuesdays. I mean, you know, there's so many things that can happen with this. And John, you know, it's a new thing, I think, for television. But there are people that are just doing this all the time now. You know, I know in the Chinese culture, the idea is that nobody ever leaves the house. I mean, all the kids and the parents and everybody stays in.
Yes, multi-generational households.
Yes.
Actually, my son, who recently graduated from college, he came back to live with us, while he's looking for a job. And every now and then I'll say, hey, how's the job search going, in the hopes that he will get his own apartment at some point. And he's like, hey, do you know that most cultures have multi-generational households where people just live there. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is America, son.
That's right. Well, my daughter, who lives in Los Angeles, is kind of the same situation, except she doesn't want to live with us, but just wants us to continue supporting her. So that's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand that. It is tougher now. It is much tougher now to go out and get a place than it was when we were younger, you know. So I am cognizant of that, and I'm going to keep that in mind. But my son is actually very motivated and already might have a job in Germany. Which he writes software, so, it's the kind of thing that he could do a lot of places. There's a job in Germany for him. And I was like, oh my, wow. It's either, you know, he's going to live in his old room, or he's going to live 4,000 miles on the other side of the planet.
Right. Right.
The huge, huge disparity between those choices.
Hey, I want to ask you about your podcast, too. You've got an Apple podcast called Lawyers, Guns, and Money, which I'm pretty sure is a song.
Yes.
Right?
It's a Warren Zevon song. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And this is all about the Iran-Contra scandal. Boy, that sounds fascinating.
The crazy thing about the Iran-Contra scandal was, there's a whole backstory that you'd never hear about. That's really fascinating. But the story, it's bananas. It's absolutely bananas, because there was this public defender in Miami in 1986, young guy, never tried a case before. He gets his first felony case, and it's this nutball who says, I'm secretly running guns for the CIA. And then the guy says, sure you are. and the guy says, you don't believe me? Here's a phone number. Here, call this. And the guy calls the number, and it's the White House.
Wow.
And it turns out the guy really was secretly running guns for the CIA. So he ended up uncovering this whole secret war that the White House was fighting at the time that nobody knew about. And it ended up causing this huge scandal and being this, you know, this big deal. But it's a fascinating story about how the Cold War was being fought secretly, you know, and how much the administration was trying to do at the time to fight that we just didn't know about at the time.
Wow. It always amazes me when I find out something about that, and you go, how much else do we not know? Right. How much is going on that we have no idea about?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, here nowadays you see on the news, you see it's so, and you obviously read on the internet. There's stuff that comes before the public that you go, there's got to be more to that.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Right. Sounds a little crazy. There's got to be more to that. And now that it's been, what, 40 years since all that stuff broke, a lot of the what actually happened is sort of coming to the surface, and people are much more willing to talk about it, you know, and you're able to sort of see, you know, where it came from. And because it all goes back to, you know, during World War II, there was a thing called the OSS, which was the precursor to the CIA.
Yeah.
And they would work with criminal organizations in Germany and in Italy, because those were the people who could fight the Nazis the most effectively. You know, they would reach out to the mafia and stuff like that. Like the Jewish mafia in New York used to fight Nazis in New York, and on there were Nazi spies trying to infiltrate the unions in New York in the 30s and 40s. And they were the ones who the government used to help fight them. So there's all kinds of really interesting links, in terms of how that all came down.
I'm going to be addicted to this podcast. It's on Apple. It's called Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And, John, listen, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoyed your work for so many years. And best of luck on Extended Family. Just what a fun show.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it, and we're making more. We're shooting our last one for the season this next week. So I hope you enjoy it.
Fantastic. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.